Earthstripe lowered his helm as he spoke the final words.
No quarter. No surrender. To the death.
Under the mid-afternoon sun, the three combatants closed in on each other. Under that same sun, the creatures of Redwall took their ease. Young ones played and tumbled on the lawn, while the elders rested in the cool shades of the orchard. The wild King MacPherson perched on a beech stump, sound asleep in the summer heat that he seldom felt among his icy crags and mountain wilderness. Friar Bellows nodded with admiration.
Very good, very good. What a magnificent giant of a bird. I'm glad he's sleeping, because while he's not eating.
Tud Spinney leaned on his stick and chuckled.
Oh, he's got a rare appetite, that one. But I'm a-thinking that he's entitled to it. We'd all be dead as doornails but for yonder bird. What do you say, Hollyberry?
The old infirmary keeper had been half dozing off. He shook himself and looked around, blinking.
Indeed. Whatever you say, Mr. Spinney. I was just wondering whatever became of young Sam Kim and Arula. I was very fond of those two little rogues, you know.
Abbess Vale sniffed, brushing away a tear with her habit sleeve.
Oh, dear. It seems ages ago since they both sat out here at our name day feast. I do hope they are safe. Sam Kim was a bright-eyed little fellow, and Arula was a death animal.
What's all the fuss about?
Fergal brushed an ant from his paw and lay back in the shade of a spreading pear tree.
When I met them, they seemed like two sensible and resourceful young beasts. Maybe they've settled down elsewhere and found a new life for themselves.
Mr. Fergal, the very idea of it!
Sister Nasturtium chided him.
I know Sam Kim and Arula, and I've lived here with them since they were tiny orphan dots. They could never be happy in any place except Redwall. I'll wager an apple to an acorn shell they come striding back through that main gate one day. You mark my words. That day will be the happiest day this abbey has ever known.
Faith Spinney stood up, brushing off her flowered pinafore.
What about poor Mr. Thrug? What's to become of him?
Thrugan stifled a gurgling laugh.
What? You mean that great lump of a brother of mine? Oh, I bet wherever he is right now, he's scarfing or fighting. Don't fret your head over Thrug, Marm. He'd live in the middle of a snowstorm on a duck's back with a daisy in his ear.
Baby Dumble popped through a gooseberry bush.
Yeah, Mr. Thrug, my friend. He carried me in a avi sack and was going to fight the heagle. Mr. Thrug, a brave hotter.
Formo gave Dumble a push that sent him rolling downhill.
Oh, well, that be all to be said on that subject. Though I do hope little Sankin and our ruler be safe. Oh, yes, sir.
Safety was the last thing on Samkin and our ruler's minds. They sat in a logboat with Mar and Pickle as it flashed helter-skelter down a long winding stream towards the sea and Salamandastron. The previous night had been spent swapping life stories with their new friends, so each now knew all there was to know about the other. Sam Kim and Arula felt duty-bound to help free Salamandastron and the Mossflower country of Vermin. Faint-heartedness was not their strong suit. The logboats had travelled without stopping. Under the twin captaincies of Logalog and Alpho, they pressed onward. Creatures ate, slept, and paddled in shifts. And sometime before dawn, they had left the Great Lake behind, steering into a long winding arm of the Great South Stream that travelled downhill to the open sea. The paddles chunked steadily as high canyon walls swept by the five logboats, and shrews in the bows watched out for rocks and warded off the tall banks with their paddles and long branches. Bowley the cook and Ashnin passed out food from the goodly supply they had brought from the island, while Nordo made his way skillfully between the vessels with a compound of china clay and slippery elm bark for blistered paddle paws. To any creature on land that saw them passing, would have made a curious sight. Five logboats, stem to stern, hurtling downstream, laden with three badgers, two squirrels, a mole, and a crowd of shrews, roaring out a base war shanty.
Here house and shrews are on.